Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome to the Live the Fuel show. Today, I am on site down here at CMDS in Colts Neck, New Jersey. Sitting next to me is the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Mulvaney. Yes, Mulvaney. That name is awesome.
Right?
So,
look at that.
So Chris here, he's an interesting cat. I'm going to give him a quick little background. I'll let you kind of fill in where I'm obviously going to be missing out since I'm a new podcast host. But
go for it.
First of all, thanks for joining me today. And so CMDS is like this rock and roll, like pretty cool marketing company down here. You guys have to go online and check them out, like their photographs. Like this building is ridiculous. I'll let him kind of divulge more into that. There's a lot of cool things about this guy. He's got a couple other businesses that he's started up over the years. Apparently, he has been in a legitimate band over the years when he was younger. He's a 40 under 40 guy. Eventually, I might have to get one of those things. I don't know.
Definitely. You got to go for it. Clock's ticking, man.
Yeah. But again, part of the show, guys, is that we want to balance health, business, and lifestyle. And I ran into Chris, probably a few months ago now.
Yeah, it was about wasn't March,
was
right?
Last meet. Yeah. So we're both in the CrossFit world, and he came up for an Olympic lifting meet at our facility because we share our facility, CrossFit Adoration in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with Lehigh Valley Barbell, run by Dr. John Giacalone. So I always say his name three different ways because it's just fun. So John, if you're listening to this, my bad. So anyway, Chris, catch us up on what's been going on. I kind of gave a very well-rounded, I think, pieces of your life.
Description of Chris Mulvaney.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So anyway, what else did I miss out on that you think should be kind of filled in so people can understand you, CMDS, the whole thing. Olympic lifting thing?
Right, yeah. So
why did I bring you on to co-host this today?
Right, yeah. So it was pretty interesting. I met Scott Mulvaney at this Ollie meet where it was my first competition. I got into CrossFit about 3 years ago, and about 7 months ago, I started focusing specifically on Olympic lifting. And I showed up early. I was a little nervous. I wanted to weigh in the night before, and that's when I met Scott. I helped him and John set up, and we got to talking. And then the night passed. The next day, Scott rolls in the box, and he's like, "Oh, how'd you do?" And I was like, "I did pretty good." And you know, we start talking, and I said I was into marketing. And he's like, "I'm into marketing too." And he's like, "You should give me your card sometime because you never know. Maybe we could give each other some business." I said, "Great." So I give him my card. It says Chris Mulvaney on it. He says, "No way. We're related, dude."
And some strange fashion.
Right? And could be. We're still going to try to have to figure that out and go down the family tree to see if we are, in fact, related. But that would be pretty bananas. So that's how that started. But I'm still into Olympic lifting, training 6 days a week. And you know, that's kind of like my hobby and stress release from all the other stuff that I'm involved in. So CMDS is a creative marketing agency. Our clients range from a smaller $10 million dollar kind of entity up to Fortune 500 company. And for those companies, we help them establish a presence in their marketplace, anything from helping them determine what the voice is for their brand and helping them define the vision of their company, to building out the creative and the identity of that company, whether it be the logo and or the website, and then it gets into attracting the ideal clients for that entity using social media, paid search. We do a lot of blogging on our clients' behalf, so they'll hire us. Yeah, we do a lot. Yeah. Anything we need to do to attract the ideal client for our customers. I started the agency in 2002. And prior to that, so right out of school, I went to school for art with a concentration in graphic design. Because back then they didn't have graphic design as a major at Monmouth University. Exactly.
So the music was before that. So you've kind of been like piggybacking the whole artsy thing in your life.
Correct.
From music to graphic design.
Yeah. Yeah. So music was something I started in when I was around 13 years old. I started playing guitar and I was self-taught. And I was in and out of bands throughout, you know, high school and college. And And I guess my favorite band was this band called Unspoken, and we played from 99 to 2001. That was my last year in college. And we did some pretty nice venues. We played with bands like Slipknot, Cold Chamber. We played the Warped Tour and
Yeah. We were talking before we started this show, and I was like, Slipknot? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear a Warped Tour, so I never got a chance to go to one of the Warped Tours. I was definitely a slacker.
Yeah, it was fun. And we played a stage. We did, you know, there was a few side stages. We were a side stage next to the main stage. So with the Warped Tour, but you know, in between like Seven Dust and Bad Religion, we were playing. It was fucking cool. Yeah.
So you guys were like a fill-in, or were you like an opening act, or normally, or how did you guys?
Yeah. So the way they did it, they staggered stages. So it would be a big national act, and then you know somebody that was like a regional band.
Okay.
You know, so it would be, you know, like Seven Dust would go on, and then we would go on, and then Bad Religion would go on, and then, you know, Pennywise, you know, another band would go on.
And
then
just keep directing from stage to stage.
Basically turning around. Yeah, exactly. Just turning around.
To your left, to your right, to your left.
Right, exactly. Okay. And that was, you know, back in the day, and they had skate ramp set up. It was so freaking cool. So that was fun.
I don't even know. Is the Warped Tour still around? Has it morphed over the years?
I think it is still around.
I'm going to have to look it up after this.
I think it is, but it's not like it used to be, okay. You know, for sure. But that was fun. And, you know, I still play and I record on occasion, but I've always been a creative guy. You know, I always took apart toys when I was a kid. And
well, clearly
tried to put it back,
you started your own marketing business. So there's
right. Some creative, right? Yeah, exactly. That's something I always say in a meeting, too, is like, yeah, you know, I'm not a sales guy. I'm an informer. I'll tell you what, you know, what I feel is, you know, appropriate for your direction, you know, from a creative standpoint, and you can make the decision whether or not you want to proceed. But that's my background. I'm creative. You know, I'm not the sales guy. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. A lot of people say, oh, I hate sales, or I'm not a salesperson. And I've done a lot of coaching over the years in different businesses, not just sports. But I'm always telling people, like, you know, everybody actually is a salesperson.
Right.
It just depends on how much you want to tap into that piece of yourself.
But right.
I tell people all the time, like, if you ever lied to your parents, you were probably selling them on something that was not truthful.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Right there. I mean, we've been doing this since we were kids.
Right.
When you get into a job interview, you're selling people.
Right.
So,
exactly.
But obviously, to your point, I have years of sales and marketing background too, but I do swing over to that marketing side more. I like the creative side,
right.
Or at least consulting or advising people. They can either take the advice or they don't.
Exactly. Right.
I'm sure you've had clients where they said yes at first, they listened, and then right. They went a completely different direction.
Right, exactly. So you do business coaching right now?
I do in my free time when I have the time.
There
it's not like
go.
A primary focal point because it's not my core business, but it's like, oh, if every once in a while I have a few people that I know and they're like, you know, I need some help.
Got
so
it.
We'll I'm like, hey, let's have a little mastermind session or something like that and help
cool.
them out. So sometimes that's I think those are really the more powerful ones. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who have taken that path and made it full time, and that's actually the core of their business.
Right.
I just think it's more fun to keep it on the side and kind of ready when it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can actually thank the corporate world for that. I spent years growing up in the company T-Mobile.
Everybody
knows T-Mobile now, but they had a few other names before that as they were going through the buyouts. But they had gotten rid of our managerial titles and sent us to this huge training event in Nashville, Tennessee. Great music town, by the way.
Yep.
And we went through this whole like metamorphosis with a consulting company to turn us into coaches to
cool.
help coach and develop and grow the employees so they felt more part of a team.
Right.
Which worked great with the fitness background that I had because I'm like, great, I already get that.
Right.
So it was very refreshing to see that in the big business world because you don't see that.
Yep.
Usually you see that more in like companies like your size. Like,
right.
Coming here today and going on the tour here, like you have a very, very fun environment. I can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and your photos online also look like it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't look too staged.
Yes,
so.
No.
although I do think you guys need a larger foosball table.
Yeah, I know. Our foosball table is a little small.
That's a little weak, dude. I mean, come on.
And we have a Papa Chat
room.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, downstairs, guys, he's got like this sweet level where all the tech guys are, the developers and designers. And then I come across their meeting table, and he's got this like little tabletop foosball table. It's like 14 inches by 10 inches. And I was like, I used to own a sweet foosball table, so I know what the nice ones look like.
Right.
I'm like,
it's definitely not that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that. And you got enough space for it.
I do.
I got to put that on the to-do list for you.
Yeah. I think the bigger the foosball table, the smaller the productivity level, though, right?
Yes and no. I mean, you got it. That's 5 o'clock somewhere. You sit for that time of day. So unless these guys are here 24/7, I don't know how much you ride these guys.
But I do. On that topic, we are a 4-day work week. We work Monday through Thursday from 8 to 6. So
nice.
We're off on Fridays. This is pretty cool.
That's modern. There's a few companies that do that nowadays. There's also those companies now. I just heard on a podcast yesterday that I was listening to. They said there was a great book that came out, and I'm blanking on the name of it right now. But they basically hinted at the fact that the true CEOs or the true companies that see massive growth for themselves down the road will take that big risk and give their employees 5 weeks paid vacation. And I was like, what?
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, he's like, he did that and he knew it was going to be a huge expense. But all of a sudden he started seeing massive growth and people coming to his company. And they said, we weren't coming here to try and get a job here just because of the 5 weeks of paid vacation.
Right.
But the fact that you took that huge risk and considered it, just like these companies who have considered 4-day work weeks, just the fact that you've considered that shows that you're a forward thinking company.
Right.
And you're trying to find ways to make your team more productive.
Exactly. Yep.
So you officially have 4 days in the office here.
Correct. Yeah.
Why did you guys do that? Was it a lifestyle goal?
Yeah. Well, so yeah, it's lifestyle. We're just trying to figure out how we can attract and retain employees for life. We always say clients can come and go over a few year period, but employees, the good ones are really difficult to find. And
you invest a lot of time and money in them.
Correct. And you invest a lot of time and money finding the right ones. You know, we're constantly interviewing and looking for the best talent in the area. And here, people have the option to either travel to Manhattan, which is about, an hour away by car, but, public transportation is usually an hour and 45 minutes, right? And then...
And how far are you from the shore? Because I know we're pretty close.
Yeah, we're really close. So it's about 20 minutes from here, from Colts Neck. So about 10 minutes from my house, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet. 20 minutes like that. I like that.
Yeah. So, we're looking for ways to keep employees happy. And we're like, you know what? Let's do this 4-day work week, and then at the end of the work week, let's try to this enhancement session, advancement session, where we would have all the employees come to the table with something new that they found over the past week, something trending or technology based or anything that we thought could help either our business or our client's business. And we sit around the table for an hour, hour and a half. We talk about the value it could bring, and then they go home. And that Friday, most people, there are significant others are at work and they're home alone, and they have a lot of time to think. And it was basically used to get them to think about the business as opposed to continually working in the business, and get them to be charged when they come in on a Monday and be like, yes, okay.
So giving them that extra day was kind of like a, I guess it was kind of like a mental
health
recharge.
Think day. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so that was the goal.
And so I guess, I don't want to call it the gift of that, but I see that as a gift. But the gift of that is that you saw that not just as a recharge, but did you see an increase in, and I'm a big fan of this, accountability?
So yes and no. Okay. So accountability is interesting in some of the roles here, because it's hard to define what, everybody owns their role,
Okay.
So in accountability in that aspect, then yes, okay. And it depends on the type of, it's really the type of position, like there's some that it's really, they have their tasks and the thing that they have to do, but anything beyond that, isn't really their responsibility, and they're just going to do what they're hired for, essentially, right?
Well, so I guess let me define that better. I guess accountability for the success of the business, like they got a great job,
right?
I'm sure they're getting paid well, and you've given them 4 days a week,
right?
So I personally would feel a kind of a boost in loyalty, and it's like, I really want to make sure I do a good job. I need to be accountable. It's kind of funny. I'll bring an old quote, because we're sitting, you can't see where we're at, guys, but we're sitting in a conference room kind of lounge area, and he's got this sweet wall of quotes, and I'm a huge quotes guy, but mm-hmm. one that's not on here is, we are personally and collectively accountable for results.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of defines that point of, yeah, it's important to be personally accountable for what you're doing, but also let's think about it from a collective capacity.
Right.
It sounds like that's what you guys do when you have your meetings,
right,
your teamwork type stuff.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So no, it's definitely cool. You know, we try to do fun things as well. We'll do a happy hour, or I'll bring in lunch, and you know, we've had chiropractors in here and given, you know, some seminars, and we have a yoga instructor coming in and giving us a yoga session, just fun things
cool.
like that.
All right, so that's nice, because that goes back to us trying to figure out that whole balance of health, business, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So clearly you've got the 4 days a week. That's a great lifestyle enhancement. You guys have a successful business. So from a health perspective, is that a regular thing? Are you guys trying to schedule something like that at least once a month where you have like an educational type session?
Yeah. So we try to do it. I would say it's more like a once every other month than, you know,
cool.
And sometimes once every 3 months, yeah. Based on how crazy we are and how much we forget about it. We have a team here that is dedicated to coming up with events and ideas that are outside of, you know, the normal work related tasks. So there are, you know, happy hours, and there are, you know, health and fitness related
activities,
exactly. Yeah. So we used to have workout Wednesdays here, which is pretty cool. And then that diminished, you know, there would just be a handful of us that would actually attend a workout Wednesday.
This is an opportunity. So like no system is perfect.
Correct.
No program is perfect. And it is very, very easy. I mean, you can speak to this from being a fellow entrepreneur. It's very easy to get distracted and say, okay, the, you know, the project, the customer's coming first. But then it's like, if we let that overtake that balance, you've just hinted at it.
Right.
Yeah, it was every month, and then sometimes it's every 2 or 3 months, and
right.
people get distracted, and they forget about that. Now, I don't know if you've ever sat down and thought about it, but have you seen usually stress levels will increase? I don't
right.
know. I mean,
have
you seen any side effects of that?
Well, we have seen that you always have to keep it fresh, right? So the advancement sessions that we had on Thursdays, we then moved them to every other Thursday, and then we ended up making them once a month, and then, you know, they spread out. Now they're basically things that we do quarterly, and it's not a continuous thing, and the workout Wednesday stopped, and we're just introducing new things.
Okay.
So it's constantly, you know, when things get tired and old, yes. you know, we just want to make sure that
keep things fresh.
Exactly. You know, so like our big push this year is just getting everybody to attend seminars. You know, we give them a budget where they can go to any conference in, you know, the area with whatever they'd like to do.
Nice.
Just try to further their education. And then there's some mandatory ones that we'd like them to go to, like a TEDx event in Navasink. We're a sponsor the past couple of years.
Haven't gone to a TED event. And we have a local Lehigh Valley TEDx now.
Yeah.
So
it's great. You got to go. Yeah. You definitely got to go. And it's just, you know, great to think about, you know, there's so many other topics out there and subject matter that like you don't even think about on a daily basis that, you know, if you learn one thing, you know, it could affect, you know, the rest of your life, you know, like just the direction in which you go. I met the first woman ever to lift 300 pounds over her head, Olympic weightlifter Karen Marshall, through a TEDx event. So not actually at the event. She spoke there.
No, but through the power of networking.
Correct, right?
All right.
So she spoke there, right? And then people that I knew found out about her, and then they referred me to her. And we ended up hooking up. And
so she was there as a speaker.
Correct.
You did not meet her there.
I did not meet her there.
But you met somebody at that event that eventually got you connected
with
her. Well,
because I knew who she was because of the event.
Okay.
And then, you know, I kind of like proactively sought her out based on like the referral. You know, they're like, oh, you know what, you should meet her. I was like, okay, where is she? I'm gonna go meet her.
Well, especially because your lifting lifestyle, like, you're
correct,
hardcore.
Yeah, she's
that,
like
so.
An idol, you know. Yeah. She was awesome. So now we're friends, and she works on me. She's a chiropractor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. All so right. I see her like twice a week. She you know, she's very insightful with, you know, my shoulder issues from.
So she's down in this area.
She is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you even know that?
I did not. No, I did not. So that was a, you know, a
small
thing.
World.
I met a couple other people that spoke, and you know, I actually met them at the event and networked with them shortly after, and they've come to the building and they like what we have here and what we have to offer and have referred us business. So
that's pretty cool.
It's been cool, yeah.
I'm a huge, anybody who knows me, as you'll get to know me longer, but I'm a networking nut.
Right.
You got to network. You got to stay in contact with people.
Yeah, man.
And
meet as many people as you possibly can, because you never know what's going to happen.
No, and I've got connections I've made 7 years ago, and then all of a sudden I get a new connection from them, you know, a few months ago.
Right.
So you never know what's going to happen for that. And so many people are afraid to get out there and meet people.
Exactly.
And I think that comes back to balancing lifestyle and business or health well, too. Like, I go to events that are more health focused. I go to more events, networking, that are more business focused. I love the whole entrepreneurial push, because I wasn't always that way. I was the good employee for a few years, even though I grew up in an entrepreneurial family.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, just years later, you realize, okay, maybe you've been ignoring something that's more powerful, and now you're taking all these crazy risks.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure.
And that's what it is, a lot of crazy risks.
Holy crap, dude.
And it's scary
it's
a lot
easy.
Of times.
It's freaking scary. I don't care. You got all these guys like Gary Vaynerchuk and all these really, really powerful names in the industry, and they got these great reputations. But even Gary will tell you, I mean, he's Mr. You know, I started working in my family's wine and liquor store. And it's true, dude. You don't know where you're going to start from and where you're going to end up.
Right.
At least take the risk.
Right. And go at it 110% and don't stop. And you just keep going after it, and then you'll get it.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with lifting.
Yeah.
Same thing with working out,
exactly.
Man. Like, I show up. I mean, I coach CrossFit in my free time on Fridays, but it's like, if I've been big in my biking season right now, so I'm not doing as much lifting as I normally do in the summers.
Right.
I usually kick that in more in the fall and the winter. So like, I'll go in and I'll just get my butt handed to me in a workout, and people are like, yeah, but you're one of the coaches. I was like, that doesn't matter.
Right.
There's going to be athletes that are better than you, because everybody's at a different point in their training or a different time of year.
Right. Yeah.
Like you said, today you're actually kicking your training back into gear.
Correct. Yeah.
So obviously there was some, a time lapse there, or was there some lighter workouts going on? So it's the same thing with business.
Yep.
It's like, hey, everything is, I think, cyclical.
Correct.
I mean, we all just keep going around. But back to the point we were originally discussing here just now, is that if you're not willing to take risks and risk the power of failure, you're not going to learn anything.
Exactly. I saw a great image on Facebook or Instagram the other day. And it was basically like, when you were a kid and you were learning to walk, you fell over and over again, but that didn't prevent you from trying to walk. You eventually walked, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you never give up, you know, no matter what it is, whatever you're trying to accomplish, just don't ever give up, because, you know, you'll get it if you want.
As you bring that up, it's funny. When I grew up, we had moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania when I was younger, and my dad moved us into another small farm because he wanted us to grow up around that hard work and everything else. And yeah, it was hard work. But I would go on these bike rides, and I started getting into the whole doing stunts thing.
Right.
And that, you know, where that's going to go. So
I've seen a couple of videos recently where you're hopping over logs. That's
but there's, cool. I do love some log overs, and I love building them. So, but I can remember at least two or three times in the same day, my mother had to pull gravel out of my kneecaps and re-bandage them, because I'd come home. And then I was like, I'm going to go back out on the ride. And I remember, I don't know what the heck I was doing. It was right near somebody's mailbox, and I saw it as an obstacle. And it was right along main traffic of the road, too, which is not a good place to go do these things for kids. But I'd keep trying to jump that thing, and I would crash. And I know all that gravel was laying there, and I did it over and over again. I mean, I must have pushed it down to the bone, man. I had no skin left on those knees. And it's like, why do you keep doing that?
Right.
That's what my mom's response was. And it's like, I think back to that now, and it's like, well, that's the only way you're going to either A, learn how to deal with pain,
right?
Or B, get better at doing these stunts.
Exactly. Keep trying. Yeah. Never stop.
I'm sure this business was not built on 100% success.
Yeah. Yep. It was a lot of falling, a lot of failing, and that teaches you how to succeed.
Yeah.
So
it's been great coming down here today. I wanted to, by the way, you had mentioned earlier in your conversation something about 500. Isn't there something new for you guys on that?
Yeah, the 5,000. So we recently made the Inc. 5,000 list, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. That was a goal of ours. We're like, you know, it's time. Let's freaking do it. And we crushed it. So
yeah, I didn't want to skip over that, because I know we were talking about that earlier. I'm like, that's pretty, that's significant, man.
Yeah,
like, you built this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You guys were on an Inc. list.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like, dude, that's a party.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we, in 2015, we doubled our revenue. So we made the list. It's pretty fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so let's go with, I don't know, man. Like I said, guys, you guys got to check these guys out on Facebook or anywhere on social media. I love the photographs here. He's got photos of him with this cool quotes wall. Or just if you're ever in Jersey, you got to come, you know, call
check
ahead
us out
and set up a meeting. But how do people track you guys down? How do they follow what you're doing for you and your clients and everything else?
Sure. Yeah. So we are on Facebook. You can check us out. And the name of the company again is CMDS. Our handle is CMDS Online. So at Instagram, Twitter, it's everything is at CMDS Online. You can visit www.cmdsonline.com as well, and check us out. Or if you feel like chatting about your brand, you can give us a call too at 732-706-5555. And we can help you out. Yeah, it's nice and easy, right? Usually people are like, is that really your number? Or are you just trying to tell me a number to get me off the phone?
Yeah,
like, no, that's
like
a real number.
555-1212. Are they using all the movies? Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's how they can find us. And we'd love to help you out if we could. Yeah.
So I like to close out this, this is still the first few episodes I've ever recorded. So I'm kind of creating a theme here. I like to close out the show with just, I don't know, a best practice or something that you think is important that I think messaging is so crucial nowadays. And a lot of people are focused on that perfect quote or that perfect mission statement. But if, again, the goal of this show is to balance, help people fuel your lives with health, business, lifestyle, it could be any of those categories or all three, but I don't know, what's something that just pops to your head that you think you want people to take away from what you've learned or how we're connecting here on this show or whatever?
Right. So I am a huge law of attraction freak.
Oh,
I love the law of attraction. Yeah. Well, The Secret is really good. There's also a few other books out there. One that's called Psycho-Cybernetics. That's a favorite of mine, and you should definitely check it out. But I basically,
that'll be in the show notes, people.
Yes. So you gotta get it. But I believe that anything you want in life, you can get just by putting it out there. You know, just putting it out there, telling people what your goals are, and being vocal about what you want to accomplish. Then you're holding yourself accountable to accomplish those goals, and basically just acting as if you already are. And by doing that, you will accomplish any of your goals. I get pretty much anything I want just by living like that. And, you know, it sounds kind of weird and maybe it could sound a little bit like arrogant or conceited, but it's totally true. Anything that I want, I go out there and I get, and it's just because I try. And that's the one thing. And there's no other choice. Like there's no failure. You just do what you have to do to get what you want. And,
well, again, that comes from years of building self-confidence through self-development.
Right.
And if it's okay, guys, if you don't have that now, but you have to develop that. You have to develop that bulletproof skin, that ability to get out there every single day, risk the failure.
Right.
Put that law of attraction concept out there. Get magnetized.
Correct.
Draw that success to you.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to just freaking take a huge risk.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about, is taking risks. You know, my friends are like, you're crazy. You're so aggressive. You're like, take any risk. And, you know, sometimes they're scary. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you fail, you know that you just don't do that again.
Yep.
And you have something else to do, you know. You've learned something from that failure. So,
well, on that note, guys, learn something from your failures. Get out there, take some risks. Chris has said it all. So, thanks for your time today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Live the Fuel Show. Again, this is fuel for your health, your business, your lifestyle. Please share this. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.